I have to tell you my anecdotal story about my PhD student at her first conference, because for me this is, it really epitomises the kind of the things that a female has to put up with that a man just wouldn't ever have to put up with. So my PhD student, who was very shy about speaking in public, had not slept for about 2 weeks before, because she was going to have to go up in front of this big international conference in Spain and speak to a massive room about her amazing research, which had been published, so she knew it was good, but she still really knows. Gave a really good talk, but she does tend to twiddle her hair and kind of shift a little bit as she talks. That's her nervous way of talking. And at the end of her talk, she came to sit down, and a lady, an American lady, came up to her afterwards and basically told her that she would never make it in science unless she learnt to give a talk without sounding like a silly little schoolgirl. Now, you can imagine the damage that that did. To succeed in academia, you have to be willing to put your head above the parapet and kind of talk and tell people about what you do and why you're great. Certainly from my observations, it really kicks in PhD, postdoc level, is when you're asked to talk a lot more, and it becomes much more part of how people perceive how good you are. At undergraduate level, most of that is done in written work. And so, you know, people can hide behind their computers, produce beautiful written work, and never have to overcome those issues. And then suddenly you move to PhD and postdoc, and all of your kind of assessments on how good you are come on your ability to present your work to others. And suddenly it's like, you know, I do think there is a gender difference, but that, you know, obviously not everybody's going to fit that, but generalised gender difference in willingness to speak up. We're actually doing a lot less than we used to. I think it's those small daily interactions that make the difference. So I invest quite a lot of my time into trying to train my young female students to build confidence. But that's a hard thing to do. It seems to be really inbuilt. For example, I've got a very talented young female student who just did her master's with me. She did so much work in 1 year of master's research. She could have got a PhD from it. She'll have 3 published papers from that year's worth of work. And when I asked her where she was going to go and do her PhD, because clearly she was like, clearly going to walk into the world's best PhD, she's like, oh, I'm not sure that I'm good enough. And at that point, I was just like, oh my word, how good do you have to be before you will realise how brilliant, you know, you could have got a PhD from 1 year. Nobody has that, and yet she still didn't think she was good enough. And that's the kind of thing that I see time and time again with my female students. Whereas my male students be like, brilliant, right, I'm writing a fellowship now. Off they go. So confidence, I think, is a real issue. And there are actually some hard statistics to back up my personal observations. I've recently done the Aurora Leadership Programme, which is a leadership programme designed for women in science to fill that leadership role, because it's recognised that there are not as many female leaders, and it's to try and break down the boundaries as to why that is and train us up to be the next generation of leaders. And in that, I've learned a lot of these hard statistics. So for example, if you're applying for a job and there's a list of criteria, say there's 10 criteria, your average male would apply to that job if he had 5 out of those 10 criteria, thinking he was good enough, whereas a woman would only apply if she had all 9 or 10. Whenever I tell people that now, I'm like, so when you've got 5 out of 10, you're going to apply! poke, poke, poke. And that does seem to make a difference.